Evening all. I'm currently sat on the side of the pool in Spain. It's about 11 p.m. here, Spanish time. And this will be the second but last night of a much needed holiday. Is this night 6 or 7? It's all a blur. It's been very nice. The pool is just going through some of the motions it does at this time of night, where the jets kick in on one end and the vents suck through at the other end, just to give the pool a bit of a surface clean. And still in the morning, I tend to come down and do the rounds with the net. This morning, I found a tarantula at the bottom of the pool. Poor thing had drowned, and picked it up with the net and dropped it on the side so that I could take a photograph of it, because I don't get to see them unless they die in the pool. And after leaving it on the side, it was no time at all before an army of tiny, tiny ants, must have been like 2 millimeters long maybe, came and picked up this tarantula and started slowly dragging it across the path. And they dragged it to an opening, a tiny opening between the slabs, and started munching away and cutting the legs off. And it was quite something to see over 12 hours. Every time I walked past, I stopped and checked out the progress with the disassembly and recycling of the tarantula's body. And it was just quite an amazing thing to see this organisational structure kick into action. You can, you know, dinner time, you drop a piece of cheese or a piece of bread, and if you don't clean it up, they come along and just carry it off. It's almost like we're working in a symbiosis. It's very pleasant at the moment, sat in my trunks, the water, I wouldn't say lukewarm, but it's not far off after a day of sunshine. The bats circling overhead, picking up whatever life they can grab in the pool lights. I've been here with family and friends, and pool at least 2 times a day. And as I was barbecuing later on this afternoon, this will be my second dip of the day. And the barbecue is wood-powered with pine cones. And today we cooked no end of local delicacies, including shrimp and calamari, and it was quite special. Very nice indeed. It's just been overindulgence, non-stop overindulgence. Large gin and tonics, large glasses of wine, random local beers, and very little exercise. I'm totally feeling it around my gut at the moment. I'm looking forward to getting back to doing a bit of running. I could run here. I've bought a pair of trainers and shorts, but it's just so hot. It's so easy for me just to veg out. And Spain has once again been a great place to take a break. I'm going to finish my swim and then maybe lie and sweat throughout the night, hoping that mosquitoes don't eat me alive. As has been what's been happening every night this week. I must admit, if there's one thing I'm slightly looking forward to when I get back to the UK, and that is being able to sleep without sweating quite so much. It's just relentless. Sounds like someone's got a power tool out in the next compound. What could you possibly be wanting to power tool at 11 p.m.? Who knows? All I can see are the dark silhouettes and shadows of the trees surrounding the pool. Three pool lights, flashes of the bats overhead, and the glorious water I'm about to sink into. So, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, I guess all I want to say is, after some very manic, non-stop weeks of work, I haven't thought about email or work or anything that I need to do when I get back to England. I'm very much in the moment, and it is possible. Take some time out and switch everything off. Of course, I've got my phone on right now sharing this to you, but only because I want to document this moment and how relaxed I feel. Have a good one.